whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
And another tough loss in a two-month stretch where there's been a whole bunch of tough losses for Golden State. Ball thrown in, and Golden State losing 114-98. And the Warriors will have to try to get hot on the road out of what's going to be a chilly road trip.
Oh, baby. There's a lot going on in the Bay Area. Justin Verlander signs a one-year deal with the Giants for $15 million. We'll talk to Contos at the 9 o'clock hour about that. Nick Sorensen fired as a defensive coordinator of the 49ers. He'll be on a search for a new one. They want to retain him, but we'll see about that. But we will start with the Golden State Warriors. As we say good morning to everybody out there, you know the drill. You know the drill. Overnight dance was not happy because nobody wanted to go out after last night. The Warriors have lost their last two games by a combined 46 points. They've lost their last two games at Chase Center by a combined 46 points. They go 3-6 in their last nine. It did not even leave the state of California. They had one road game in that stretch down in L.A. They lost it to the Clippers. They've lost to the Clippers all three times this year when they've matched up with them. And the vibes are not good right now. As Steve Kerr said yesterday, there's a crisis in confidence. A crisis in confidence. And the look on Steph Curry's face, and this is where I want to start, because this upcoming road trip, four games, and it starts in Detroit, who is 18-18, and Cade Cunningham is an all-star now. He is. He's arrived. He's averaging 24-10-5, and the Pistons are rolling. It's not going to get any easier. And so I ask fans out there, 888-957-9570, what is the solution? And I want to start here, Shasky, because I know you watched it. Late in the game, Heat's rolling up 18. Warriors call a timeout. There's empty seats. There's no energy in the arena. And the look on Stephen Curry's face as he walked to the bench, and he's looking around the arena, and he's looking at the rafters, and it looked like he was about to walk to the locker room. He circled back, and he looked exasperated. Anthony Slater, Evan Giddings, Whitley Sanders, everybody's got the damn video. And I thought, boy, that's a look that I've seen before. That's a look of a defeated superstar running out of answers on how to correct this problem the Warriors have right now. Bad shot selection. They couldn't figure out the zone defense Miami ran. They run about 12 possessions of zone every game. It felt like they ran 100 possessions of zone defense yesterday. I saw it in sack. It befuddled Sacramento for a while. There's a lot of issues here, but the superstar has run out of answers. And we're in a crisis, folks.
Well, I think it's everyone's thinking like he's thinking, oh, you got to trade everybody. I think it was more reflecting of like, damn, man, this I did kind of sign up for this. He did. I mean, like, right? Whether we think it is real or not, like, there's only so many trade pieces that you have on a roster, right? Everyone starts with the same things. Draft capital, money. It's how you want to spend it. And when you spend certain money and you keep certain players on the team and you align yourself with certain guys, like, you do, to a degree, make your own bed. And so I think he was reflecting on all of it. I don't think it was just trade everyone.
No, I wasn't insinuating that.
No, I know, but yeah, I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people did interpret it like, oh, he wants to be either traded out of here or trade everyone away.
Tim Kuhn, what's his name?
I think it's Cown.
Is it Cown? All right, I'm blown it off. Anyway, he wrote a great article yesterday at ESPN.com, and the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. And it felt like last night it went boom. It all blew up. Because I saw some empty seats. I saw a lack of energy from the fan base. I saw a lack of energy from the team. The fan base feeds off the team. And you come out in the first quarter, you're down 29-23 to a team that played in double overtime in Sacramento last night. And their starters played heavy minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy minutes. And they come out in that first quarter like that. And then you're down 13 at the half. And now you just look at, like, Steph Curry just went through the last two games. What teams are doing now to Steph, they're just saying, you can score whatever you want. We're going to take your playmaking away. He had zero assists in the last two games. First time in his career, he's had zero assists.
Okay, this now pairs me to the next two highest paid players after Steph Curry are Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins. And like the reality is that Andrew Wiggins, you know, is kind of who we thought he was, even though he's had a good year. Like overall, I would say he's had a good year. But we want him to be the guy that we saw in one playoff run, when the reality is he's probably more like the guy he's been throughout the 8 or 9 other years of his career. You know, he's a guy who's going to score occasionally. He's going to play some good defense. But ideally, he's your third or fourth best player on a team. And on this one, he's being asked to be your second best player, and he's fallen short. Draymond Green. Draymond Green is a defensive specialist at this point in his career. And when he's the second highest paid player on the team, as well as Andrew Wiggins, because they make about the same amount of money, he's not going to hit any open shots. You know, he's just he's not now.
He's not now. But
conversation. It's how you allocate the funds. And so when you have two guys making max money combined, like so those two players are making max money and you're unwilling to move one of those guys, you're limited in what you can do.
Well, I saw what I saw last night from Draymond Green. So we do these pre-show calls. As soon as 10 o'clock hits, we do the pre-show call and figure out what we're going to do on television. And I thought, man, Jaime Jaquez is coming in hot. Maybe Draymond Green guards him. And Jaime Jaquez got off to a hell of a start last night.
He's a good player.
He's a really good player. Just got selected a pick before Brandon Podziemski. And he blew by Draymond a couple times. Drew a second foul. And I saw defensively a guy struggling in Draymond Green. So if he's not playing defense at a high level, or if he's not able to play defense at a high level, then things get really tough for this organization and this team. And last night I saw guys blowing by Draymond, and I go, whoa. And then I see him limping up the court with the back injury. And this is what happens when you get old. You start getting aches and pain, you know, little aches here and there, and it starts to linger. I hear from the guys all the time, about being old in the league. It's not fun. It's not fun. But I saw him defensively. As you mentioned, he's a defensive specialist. Well, I saw him last night struggling defensively, and it was alarming. And overall, without Jonathan Kuminga, this is like, you know, Kuminga at $30 million may have been a bargain now. Because yesterday's price is not today's price. And that price tag is going up, folks, with the way Kuminga was playing. Last night, in the last two nights, losing by 30 to Sac, and then losing last night to a shorthanded Heat team by 16. And I'm looking at Joe Lacob sitting courtside. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at Steve Kerr, and we'll play some Steve Kerr sound, and I'm looking at the fans just exit, like back-to-back nights, just exiting the building late third quarter, mid-third quarter, walking out of the stadium, walking out of Chase Center, excuse me. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, this four-game road trip better go well, because I think we're at a pivotal point with this franchise before we get to the All-Star break. Last night was as bad as it gets. It was. What are they now after trailing by three quarters? I think 1-15? They're 1-15 when Charlie got the three quarters. And Steph Curry said it. We're not good enough to come back if we fall behind.
But like I'm looking at the Heat, and I see a team that their quote-unquote prime player, the $52 million guy in Jimmy Butler, is out of the lineup. And what happens? Jaime Jaquez, what's he in, his second or third year?
Second year.
Okay. Jovic, who... Well, I mean, that guy was a monster.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, and he's a 20-year-old or something like that.
Well, yeah. Well, it was funny. On our pre-show call, I said, you know, I think today's game, because I knew the Heat starters had played heavy minutes. I watched the entire game against Sacramento. I said, they're going to be tired. But it could come down to the others. Their others versus our others. And I don't even like using that because it feels demeaning towards guys in reserve roles. But I thought it was going to come down to Jovic. Highsmith, who I thought had a solid night in Sacramento. Ware, who's got athleticism mm-hmm. out the building, and then Alec Burks, our old friend from the Golden State Warriors.
He was hitting.
They outscored the Warriors, bitch. Destroyed the Warriors, bitch. And I thought, okay, this is a great opportunity for Buddy Hield, Moses Moody, Kyle Anderson, and Buddy right now is just struggling.
Oh, he's been no, he's just, not struggling. He's been awful. It's okay. You know what? We like Buddy. He was scorching red hot. He's been awful for about 2 months.
30% in the month of December. Right now, he's struggling. He scored 11 points off of 12 shots. And so, what's the solution, folks? What is the solution? Are they a trade away from being a trade away from being a trade away? Are they being a trade away from what? And right now they're seeking. Sacramento is rising and ascending in the West. The Warriors are close to being out of the box. By the time they come back home to the Bay Area, they may be out of the box.
I know everybody's doom and gloom.
No, it's not doom and gloom.
No. Everyone is doom and gloom. Everyone.
What do you mean by everyone?
Well, I just think that everyone around this team is really, really, really disappointed. And I'm saying, like, at the beginning of the year, I didn't have these championship aspirations. I was like, make the playoffs.
It's not about championship. It's about the playoffs. I'm not even thinking championship. I'm thinking playoffs. Top six.
Well, they're out their second best player in Jonathan Kuminga. It's going to be rough.
And when they, you know, when they started off 12-3 and everybody's talking power rankings and this and that, I said, remember, I had to call with you and I said, Shasky, we need to wait a second.
Well, we were teasing and having fun.
No, but a lot of people were gassed up. I'm telling you, man, that first week, in the first couple of weeks, I'm going around town, and how many people were quick on the street, on Twitter, DMs and everything telling me, boy, I'm so happy we got rid of Clay. The vibes were bad and yada, yada, yada. We got great players. Now what? You know, I'm not even trying to go there, but from the first few weeks, everybody was telling me how to vibe. Oh, man, Clay's going to regret it, da, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And now what? They're 6-15 since the 12-3 start. So, what is the solution? What do we do?
I don't think there is a solution. I think you kind of got to just ride it out. I know no one wants to hear that. It's not the sexy thing. You know, blow everything up. No. As long as Steph and Steve Kerr are aligned with Draymond, your options to get better because of the way you have to match up the salaries are very limited. All right? It just is. And so I think all of these combinations and all these deals, you're probably giving up a lot to make yourself incrementally better.
Well yesterday
this isn't baseball where you could trade up one marquee player for a bunch of prospects. No, like, you have to match things up.
No doubt. Well, I mentioned yesterday that I've come to the conclusion that I think it is better to ride it out and wait for a lot more superstars to become available. But then where does that leave Stephen Curry? Does he want to wait on that? What does Steph want? Let's go to the lines. 888-957-9570. The number lines already stacked up here. It's going to be a heavy Warriors show. We'll talk Nick Sorensen, who got fired. Who do you want as DC? We got three main topics today. We're going to keep it simple. Simple and sweet. Warriors, Nick Sorensen, and Verlander. That's what's on deck today. And what else would you want to talk about around these parts? Huh?
If I have to watch another offensive possession where Draymond catches the ball at the elbow with his back to the basket and never squares up to the hoop, and it's just like, hot potato, who can I shovel this pass to? Quickly, take it, I'm coming to set a pull screen. Dog, square up to the hoop! The whole league is squared up to the hoop! And we have a guy who refuses to look at the basket.
Triple threat position. There's a play with Draymond Green in that game against the zone where he's 2 feet away from the hoop, and he passed it out to the three-point line. And if you look at the bench, go look at Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer looks, and he goes, slay it up.
Pat Spencer.
And I met Pat Spencer, by the way,
one of the positives on this team.
But, hey, Pat, he's a good kid. I like Pat Spencer. I met his mother, Donna. His brother came when they came in with the Memphis Grizzlies. Really good guys. Really good dude.
I just don't see, like, at the beginning of the year, and like my brain was telling me, look, Steph's awesome, but if your two best players are 36 years old or whatever,
you're going to have problems in this league.
Yes!
It's a young man's league.
Yes, as you watch 20-year-old Jovic, am I even pronouncing that right?
Jovic.
Yeah, Jovic, Nikola Jovic. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting the Jokic-Jovic thing confused. And then Jaime Jaquez, who's actually playing, like, that's the thing that the Heat do really well that the Warriors have failed to do. They do empower certain players in the youngsters, and they give them opportunities. Yep. They also will yank you and stash you on the bench.
No doubt.
You know, see the Duncan Robinson, for example. But even Duncan Robinson, they find a way to utilize him in an effective way. And I go back to the Buddy Hield thing. Like, Buddy was really important that first month. He's been atrocious for multiple months.
Well, it's, you know what?
And this is why, and but this goes back though? To your thing, this is why he didn't play a lot in Philly.
Yeah, well, this is why he was on so many different teams. It's why Schroeder's been on so many different teams. This is who Buddy is. Let's take one call before the break. And I want a guy to come in here and set the tone. And we got a lot of worthy candidates. I got my boy Tim in North Carolina. I got my boy Cam in Antioch. I got Coach in Vallejo. But I'm going to start off with Nick in San Jose. because I want to hear from Nick in San Jose. Nick, what's happening?
Hey, brothers. I want to say a couple things. Meeting you guys a few weeks ago, Bonte, you signing that picture. It's in my son's room. Shasky, I already blew up the picture of you and I.
Oh, let's go. I'm thankful.
I'm thankful. And Steph is about to pass Allen Iverson on the scoring list, and he hit some circus shots yesterday. But yesterday was such a juxtaposition for me. The Heat culture versus, sadly right now, the Warrior culture. It's night and day. They were in double overtime in our capital, and they burned their starters, and we go down in the first quarter. And I got to tell you, I love Chase Center in regards to the facilities, but we got no home court. We got no home court. Where is Hart, boys? Our roster is so bad. Yeah. GB2 can't stay on the court. Pods has regressed. Buddy Hield, you know why he's on five teams now? Schroeder dominates us when we play against him, and he looks bad. And how could Kerr, you know, Chesky, you and I coach, they were in a zone for crying out loud. How can't you pick that apart? And you guys are so smart. Draymond Green, Draymond position, Buddy the ball up. Play Spencer. God damn it. Please, guys, that know what they're doing. We have a declining asset in Draymond, bros. Here's the last thing. We got to get guys like the Mavericks, the young athletic guys. And it's over, dude. We're a 38-42 win team. Dude, it's over. Now, please answer this question for me. I just need to know this. Please give me a cogent answer why KD left. I just need to know that. I search for it. I don't have an answer for it. Please tell me why he left, Bonte.
You want to go back to KD?
KD,
you want to go back to KD?
Guys, like, this is what Warrior fans just neglect to remember. It always comes back to Draymond. KD,
well,
okay?
But like, a lot of fans,
Jordan
too.
Poole,
but a lot of fans, too. A lot of fans, too. Wanted KD out of here.
No doubt.
I'll never forget. When KD strained his calf, which later on became an Achilles, when he was having an all-time postseason against the Rockets in Game 5, and the way he hit that mid-range jumper, and I remember as just sitting there in the media section, and as a fan of the game, I said, wow, this is incredible. This guy's playing at a high level. Oh, my God. This is Dirk in 2011. And he lifted off the court, and I go, oh, my gosh. And then the Warriors ended up pulling out that game. I'll never remember all the stuff I heard on a post-game show that night on 95.7 again. I don't remember who was on it. Maybe Steiny Towny, Guru,
no,
I have no idea.
No, it was Kolsky probably around that time.
Maybe, I don't remember, but.
Because yeah. I was in Miami.
Everybody kept saying, oh, it's good to have the old Warriors basketball back. Oh, it's good to have the old Warriors back. And I thought, we're going to run an all-time legend out of town. We're going to run an all-time legend out of town. And now people are begging on their knees for Kevin Durant.
The night this happened, as I slap it, clapping your face, yeah. It was like, come on, it was Dundada.
Man.
Things were said that can't be unsaid.
Man.
I mean, it is what it is. Look, and again, no one's saying that Dre isn't good, but these are the byproducts of it. When you start to age and decline and you alienate any of your young assets, and who wants to go play with him?
Well, there's a lot of people who came to play. We'll get to Draymond Green. We'll get to Draymond Green. But I think there's bigger issues in Draymond
Green. Of course
Green.
There is.
There's bigger issues
Bonte,
in Draymond
but Bonte,
Green.
When $80 million of your roster is locked in, and Curry, obviously $50 million and whatever, 55 plus, and
no,
then you
no,
have the $25
no,
million in Draymond, it makes it difficult to be in all of these different trade discussions. Your full lot has to be on the board to get a difference maker.
Well, the full lot is on board. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you. I saw something. Let's break. Let's break because I got a lot of thoughts. It was tough to sleep last night thinking about this game, thinking about what I saw last night inside of Chase Center. It was humbling the last two nights. So we're gonna get to everybody: Coach Cam, Tim, everybody on hold. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is not Warriors Live. They don't have a game today. I guess the segment is brought to you by Safeway.
You reap what you sow, brother.